Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Victoria, and I am a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Wednesday, December 5th. Today we're reading from the Big Book, Chapter 5, How It Works, and beginning on page 76, the first paragraph. If we can answer to our satisfaction, the sentence beginning with if we can answer. Today's readers, in the order they will be reading, are Carol P., Judy B., Michelle, Sharon, and Fran. The share code for Tuesday, December 4th meeting, if you want to listen to that recording, is 3458. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. This meeting's primary purpose is to abstain, to recover from compulsive overeating, and to carry this message of recovery to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now call on Anne Marie to read the 12 steps.
Good morning, Anne Marie. One, we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive eaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs.
Thank you, Anne Marie. I will now ask Margaret Kay to read the 12 traditions.
Good morning, Victoria. Good morning, Vision for You. This is Margaret, recovered in South Jersey. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. Six, an OA group would never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Seven, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such would never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name would never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relation policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, televisions, and other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you.
Thank you, Margaret. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. Today we resume our study of the Big Book, Chapter 5, How It Works, on page 76. The first paragraph, beginning with, if we can answer to our satisfaction. I will now ask Carol P. to begin reading.
Good morning, Victoria. Good morning, A Vision for You. My name is Carol, compulsive overeater. If we can answer to our satisfaction, we then look at step 6. We have emphasized willingness as being indispensable. Are we now ready to let God remove from us all the things which we have admitted are objectionable? Can he now take them all, every one? If we still cling to something we will not let go, we ask God to help us be willing. Pass.
Thank you, Carol. Would someone like to comment on what was just read? Press star 1 to unmute your phone.
Good morning. This is Leah, a recovered compulsive overeater. Good morning, Victoria.
Good morning, Leah.
Yeah, good morning.
Go ahead, please.
Good morning, everybody. Step 6, we have emphasized willingness as being indispensable. Are we now ready to let God remove from us all the things which we have admitted are objectionable? What's objectionable? Well, what's objectionable are those grosser handicaps that we found out about, you know, when we were studying step 4, you know, the selfishness, the self-seeking, the fear, the dishonesty. Am I ready to let go of that, to have God remove from me all the things which I have admitted are objectionable? The Big Book recognizes that even though I might see and understand what those character defects are, through the writing of that fourth step and the discussion of the contents, you know, in step 5, I might not be willing to let go of them yet. So there's actually a separate step here, step 6, where I take time to pause and think about that, you know. Am I willing to let go of them? Am I willing to let go of them? You know, the Big Book is creating a pause here for me. You know, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. I'm not asking him yet. That's a different step. I'm just preparing myself. Am I willing? Because those character defects have been part of me for a long time. You know, strange as it sounds, sometimes we'd rather sit in today's pain and suffer than take a chance on doing something different. You know, yes, my behavior may be poor, and yes, it may be destroying my life and destroying the lives of others, but I know it. You know, it's my life, and this is how I've always been. And the unknown rears, you know, a level of angst and uncertainty. You know, I'm used to the pain. I'm used to the pain, and I know what it's like, and I've learned to deal with it in my own way, and I don't know what the future's going to hold, and I don't know what God wants me to be, so I'd rather suffer here with what's familiar than take a chance on changing. But the thing is that these character defects and these shortcomings will be replaced by character strengths. God will change me. He will change from what I had become to that which He intends for me to be. God will change me to what He intends me to be. And when those character defects of mine and those shortcomings disappear, they can then be replaced with things like love and courage and selflessness and the will of God. And through that, I'm going to experience some peace of mind and some serenity. So this step just allows for a pause, emphasizing, am I willing? Am I willing? We have emphasized willingness as being indispensable. Are we now ready? Am I ready to let God remove from us all the things which we have admitted are objectionable? Can He now take them all, every one? And if we still cling to something, we will not let go. We ask God to help us be willing. With that, I pass. Thanks.
Thanks, Leah. This is Victoria, compulsive overeater. I'd like to comment on this small paragraph on the sixth step in the big book. This is what we get. There's much more in the 12 and 12 on the sixth step, but this is how the sixth step is explained to us in the big book, and it's a quiet step. It's a quiet step of going inside myself and my interior world and asking an important question, which has to do with clinging, whether I'm clinging. And this step can, failure to work this step, rather, has caused me a lot of confusion in the past, because the God of my understanding is not a God that will wrestle me to the ground and demand that I submit my defects of character. That choice of submitting my defects of character, of releasing my grip on what is causing me pain, what is creating wreckage in my life and the lives of others, comes from me and me only. And there have been times when my pain was so great that my mind told me, of course, I am in so much pain. I want to let go. I want to release my grip. When in fact, I hadn't gone inside myself deeply enough to find that Velcro, that sensation of Velcro within that let me know I'm still holding on for whatever reason. Maybe it's because I can't imagine myself as anybody else. My imagination is so small that fear takes over. But more often, it's that I simply bypass this quiet step and jump right on to the next, which is asking. And I ask before I become entirely ready. And when I do that, nothing happens. Nothing happens. Because I'm still holding on to that defect. With that, I'll pass. Someone else like to share on this paragraph?
Yes, thank you.
Hi, this is Margaret. Hi, this is Kathy. May I share?
Yes, Margaret, go ahead first, please, then Kathy.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning. Good morning, Vision for You. You know, we are now ready to let God remove from us all the things which we have admitted are objectionable. You know, and I just think to myself, for years and years and years and years, even in the program, I just didn't know. I had no clue of how self-centered and self-absorbed I was. I thought, you know, as Bill thought, you know, I who had thought so well of myself and my abilities to surmount obstacles, you know, but then finally I was cornered at last. And I remember when people talked about being selfish and self-centered, and I was sure, I mean, absolutely 100% sure that that was not me. I mean, because it just couldn't be me. I mean, I could see everybody around me, but I could not see that deep character defect in me because my pride was so thick, I couldn't see through it. And so now I think to myself, as I'm sitting here reading this and understand my pride and being self-absorbed through working the first five steps and looking at my character defects and having somebody help me because I was absolutely blind to myself and my pride. You know, I just had to just smile because at least, you know, at this point, you know, we're at the point where we have really looked at ourselves and we're, you know, we have come out into the light a lot. You know, we've come far into the light by shining that flashlight on our character defects and having somebody to help us do that. So now we can, you know, I was always thinking, are we now ready to let God remove from us all these things which we have admitted are objectionable? I'm just so grateful that I had done the steps before, that I did have help in shining that flashlight, so that I know now to let my grip go of this. You know, I was thinking last night a lot about pocket our pride. You know, pocket. What an action that is to pocket my pride. So I'm just grateful because it makes step six so much easier because I didn't have any idea what to let go of before. And now through working the first five steps, I do. And I'm so grateful for that. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Margaret. Go ahead, Kathy.
Thank you. This is Kathy. I'm a recovered addict and want to comment on step six. The first few times I read this paragraph, I focused on can he now take them all, every one? And somehow I read that to mean that if I seriously took step six and took that quiet time and reviewed all of my defects that I wanted God to take from me, that then he would take them all. And what I realized today is I really didn't interpret that correctly because God, what I've experienced is that God takes these from me when he's ready, not when I want him to. So I find myself having to repeat this step often. I find myself having to pray for willingness when my particular character defects, especially fear and perfectionism, come up. And I realize once again they have not been removed. Perhaps they don't happen as often as they used to, but they have not been entirely removed. And I need to go back and once again pray for the willingness to surrender these to God. So although it's only a paragraph, it's a step that I find myself having to return to often. And it seems that little by little, particular character defects are being removed. But it's not a one-time event, and it requires me to take this quiet time regularly and pray for willingness. Thanks.
Thank you, Kathy. Would someone else like to comment on this paragraph?
Hi, this is Terry.
Could you repeat, please? I couldn't make out either name.
This is Janet.
And I'm Linda from...
Okay,
I'll wait.
Okay, I heard Janice, and there was someone after Janice. I heard Linda. Who was after Janice?
Anne-Marie.
All right. So Janice and Anne-Marie, then Linda. Go ahead, Janice.
Good morning, Victoria. Good morning, Vision for You. My name is Janice. I am a recovered compulsive overeater. Thank you, God. Yeah, this is indeed a powerful paragraph when I look at it, to see exactly what it says about me. Exactly what does this paragraph say about me? Well, you know, it says human beings resist change. You know, that's what it says about me. That those things I've identified, you know, those things, the resentments, the fears, the inconsiderate attitude and behaviors that I had, are they objectionable? Are they objectionable? Well, without a doubt, I can say yes, they are. Looking at myself in my entirety, doing that step 4 inventory and the step 5, I loved what someone said yesterday about the humility that comes, the understanding that comes from doing step 5 and seeing myself in my entirety. Are those objectionable? Holy cow, yes, they are. Yes, they are. But am I human? Am I oh so human? Yes, I am. Yes, I am. And it asks me once again, can God take them all? Can He take them all, everyone? So it's another piece of surrender for me. It's another piece of looking at lack of power. That was my dilemma. If lack of power was my dilemma originally, when I looked at step 1, then it's still going to be my lack of power here in step 6. I am just as powerless over all of those character defects that were so defined as I was over the food. Except the food is down now. And do I want to go back to living my life the way I lived it before? Oh God, please no. Please no. Because I've experienced some abstinence here. The food is down. The transformation is beginning. The transformation is beginning. And do I believe that I can continue this process? That's what Bill W. was asking in these questions, I believe. These first 100 know me. They know me. Am I ready to let God remove all these things? All these things. Can He now take them, everyone? Do I believe that lack of power is still my dilemma? And do I believe there is a power greater than me? And if I've made that decision to let that higher power guide me, my thoughts and my actions, then here the rubber's going to meet the road once again, once again. And I can dig deep down within myself and say, please, God, please continue this process in me and through me, and I'm ready. I don't know what it's going to look like. I don't know what it's going to look like. But I believe that one day at a time, just like the food is down one day at a time, these character defects will be removed one day at a time. And if I've come to believe this far, I can continue to believe that God will do for me what I could not do for myself. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Janice. Go ahead, Anne-Marie.
Good morning. This is Anne-Marie, recovered compulsive eater. We're on the top of page 76. This first paragraph is step 6 in the big book. And step 6 is we were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. So this is a quiet step, as it was mentioned earlier. It's a reflective step. And which is an action, you know. Just because we're going to sit quietly does not mean that it's not an action, and it's not something that we can just kind of skimp over just because it's a small paragraph. You know, one of the character defects that I had, which I thought was a quality that I had, was people pleasing. I thought that was, you know, wonderful that I was a people pleaser. And in the 12 and 12, I'm not sure if it's in step 6, but somewhere in the 12 and 12, it says, what will become of me? Well, I'll become the hole in the donut. You know, if I'm not a people pleaser, that's who I am. Why would I want to give that up? And fear, as mentioned earlier, you know, that played a big part. What am I going to become if I'm no longer, you know, a people pleaser, because I thought that's who I was. You know, that was a big character defect that I really needed. I mean, I just tripped over myself trying to get to help other people. And I really had a look at that. And I didn't have to wait until it was removed, you know, because I probably would, you know. All I had to do was be willing. That's all this step is saying. You know, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects. We're ready. I was ready. I'm ready to have God remove these defects. When I become willing, in God's time, as it was mentioned before, God will do the rest. All I had to do was be willing. And it was the same thing when I was ready to become abstinent. I just had to be ready and willing, you know, willing for God to do whatever it takes for him and in his time, you know. So I just had to, you know, this is an action step. And, you know, I remember just doing this and just kind of skimming over it. Because it was such a small paragraph. But, you know, and this is a prayer, this last sentence, you know, God, help us to be willing, you know, in any situation. I love this little prayer. It's short, it's quick, it's easy for me to remember. And I just, you know, appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Anne-Marie. Good morning, Linda. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, Victoria and everybody. Wow, I am learning so much. When I woke up this morning and I was talking to God and I was listening and I was told to sit quietly and look at all the things that have unfolded for me. You can't see them. I can. This morning, just this morning, because the defect or the trait that I've held on to is low self-esteem, and I didn't know that was self-will. I thought it was kind of like humility, modesty, humility. And good Lord, it's created havoc. And of course, it's gotten better. And like the previous speaker, I did it fast, the sixth step. The first time I did it, I went, what? Oh, okay. And, you know, that was 30 years ago. And I practiced the steps. I am recovered, and I've let go of a lot of things, and it came down to all the things that you folks were talking about. And because of the steps, I was not doing it automatically, but not doing it with maybe the insight. Yeah, not doing it with the insight that I've heard this morning. Wow, in the last 2 days, amazing about the sixth step. But I continue to grow, and holy mackerel, of course, I can't heal low self-esteem by myself. No. And it's like boing. So I thank you so very much, and I pass.
Thank you, Linda. Before we move on to the next paragraph, is there anyone else who would like to comment on this paragraph?
This is Paula. May I comment?
Yes, Paula, go ahead.
Thank you, Victoria. You know, it's a very short paragraph, and yet through the whole paragraph is God. And there's where the answer is always. But, you know, the answer, first there were questions. And it said, we have emphasized willingness. So it begins with willingness. And it's indispensable. You can't do it without it. And then it again, are we now ready to let God remove us from all the things we admitted are objectionable? By the way, that's a question that only you can answer. Again, can he take them all, everyone? Another question for you. Do you think there is something that is too big in you, or perhaps you'd like to use the word too little in you, that God can't take? That is the question again. If we cling to something, we will not let go. And there it is. Again, began with willingness. And what does it say here? Ask God to help us be willing. There is God again at every turn. At every turn and in every place. Help us. Help us. And he always answers, and he does. Thank you for allowing me to share. And with that, I do pass.
Thank you, Paula. Let's move on to the next paragraph. Judy B., would you read, please?
Good morning. This is Judy B., grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater. When ready, we say something like this. My Creator, I am now willing that you should have all of me, good and bad. I pray that you now remove from me every single defect of character which stands in the way of my usefulness to you and my fellows. Grant me strength as I go out from here to do your bidding. Amen. We have then completed step 7. Again, one paragraph, but oh, so much here. So much here. We know our character defects by this point. We have thought about them, talked about them, been aware of them. And this is our time when we go to God and we ask him, you know, please remove these from me, because with these character defects, I am not able to be as useful to you as I would like to be. And then we ask him for the strength to go out from there and to do his work. And this just, it tells us what the real meaning of our life is. We are here to be useful to God and to others. And no longer do we have to be thinking about what we need, what we want to do, what would please us, what would give us comfort. You know, our life just changes when we can give up, when we can give up.
Judy, are you there? I think we may have lost you. Okay. Judy, are you on the line?
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Is this Judy?
This is Judy.
Okay, go ahead, finish up. Yeah, just lost you for a little bit.
I don't know where I was when it stopped, but anyway, I'll just briefly say that this paragraph is showing us how we can be useful to God and to others, and we ask him for the strength to go out and do what he would have us do each day. And for me, I know that being self-conscious and being dishonest have been the two of the things which I have had to ask God to really help me with, because I held on to those things, and it did not serve his purpose. You know, it was selfishness and wanting to look good and not wanting to hurt another's feelings. And just God is just granting me the strength to change, you know, to do more of his work, more and more every day. And slowly but surely, I am able to let go of some of those things, and he's changing the way I think and the way I approach life. And I'm so grateful for that. This seventh step is a very important part of our growth, and it never stops. I mean, I see more and more just little bits of how I hold on to things, and God changes that. I'm so grateful for this program. With that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Judy. Who else would like to comment on this paragraph?
This is Esther.
Hi, my name is...
Okay, I heard Monica. Monica, would you go ahead, please?
Hello.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. My name is Monica, and I am a recovered compulsive overeater. Step 7, humbly ask him to remove our shortcomings. And the principle here is humility on step 7. And I love this prayer. And this prayer, as you notice, has an amen at the end of it. In our third step prayer that we had back on page 63 did not have any amen. That I was told that everything between step 3 and later on was with God. And steps 3 through step 7 were in the process of getting me in touch with God. And now here I am at step 7. By this time, my faith, my confidence is growing in God. I've been seeing things happening here, and I do have that willingness or more willingness with step 6, and I'm seeing things differently. And with this amen here, I am signing a contract with God. At this point, I'm signing a contract with Him to do His will. Amen. So be it. And humility, you know, being humble, giving credit where credit is due. By this point, I know I have come a long ways, and I realize it's God, it's God, it's God, that He is everything, and that He has all power, and He can do for me what I couldn't ever do for myself. And by the step seven, I'm starting to see this more and more and more. And so here, I'm going to ask Him to remove these things that are keeping me away from Him. You know, you can't ask God and tell God at the same time. And you can't be humble and demanding at the same time. So hopefully by this point, after doing all that writing in my fourth step, giving it away to another human being and God in the fifth step, that now I know it's not me. I don't have the power. I need His help, and now I'm signing a contract with Him. So be it. Your will, not mine, be done. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Monica. Who else would like to share on this paragraph?
My name
Esther?
Is Verna.
Okay, I heard Verna. Who else?
And Esther.
Esther. All right. Go ahead, Verna, and then
Thank
Esther.
You. I'm Verna from Arlington, Massachusetts. My first time calling in. Thank you. Just very, very grateful for this paragraph and have always been in my early years in OA recovery. I kind of breezed over the sixth and seventh step because I really didn't get what they were doing. I knew it was a silent step. I knew it was sort of quiet work within. I just really didn't grasp onto it. Today, growing in my recovery, I do know that and I've come to believe in a power greater than myself. And I know that the God of my understanding is my creator, my sustainer, my source of life, my protector, you know, and all loving, as it says in the second tradition as well. That I can entirely learn to depend and trust in that, and that's taken time, and to become willing, and then that He should have all of me. And good and bad and in between and everything else, and the good, the bad, and the ugly, and the mundane, and the nooks and the crannies and every piece of me. And, you know, I love this prayer. And it says, when ready, we say something like this. So this doesn't have to be the exact words, but what better and how well written it is. So we can, you know, adopt this, and my Creator, I am now willing that You should have all of me, good and bad, and I pray that You remove from me every single defect of character which stands in my way of my usefulness to You and my fellows. Grant me strength as I go out from here. And I just love that, because it's not like all the character defects get removed all at once, but we're asking for that. We are asking for that. And God, being the Creator, Sustainer, and for me also the originator of life, knows the timing and knows the when and the where and the how. And for me, it's been, you know, years of continual growth and sometimes a little bit of, you know, two steps forward, one step back, three steps forward, a couple of inches back, you know, whatever it is, the ups and the downs. And that He works out that change in me. And I'm just... for every single defect of character, and in hindsight, I can see the changes that have happened, and, you know, grant me strength, because we need strength, we need His strength, we don't have it on our own. If we did, we wouldn't be here. And to do Your bidding, and to, like, really come to a place of trusting with my whole heart, my whole being, my whole gut, spirit, that this God really is well-intentioned, really is well-intentioned. And really has my best interest at heart, and I really can engage in every aspect and give over every aspect of my life, every fiber of my being, every hesitation, every resistance, every doubt that I might have. And that has just taken time. So these things involve time. And, you know, again, two powerful little paragraphs here, and yet it involves our whole lives. And so I'm very grateful to have the ongoing, continual, progressive recovery going on within me and within the fellowship as we witness each other's growth. And you know, once we've said the prayer and we've actually acknowledged and given him permission to do this cleaning out, then we've completed step seven, and how good that feels. And then we can move on to the next step. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Verna. Go ahead, Esther.
Thank you. Good morning. My name is Esther. I'm a compulsive overeater in Canada. I just wanted to comment on this line, "I'm now willing that you should have all of me, good and bad." But wait, why do I want to give God what's good? Don't I want to keep what's good and give away what's bad? So what I learned here was that I don't really know, you know, what parts of me are useful and not, what parts of me are good or not. You know, my character traits, my instincts, as we had discussed, you know, before, they're natural, they're God-given, and they're universal. But sometimes when I demand more of them than is necessary to serve God, that's where I get into trouble. So really, I have many character traits, but I don't know in what measure they're appropriate and in what measure they're going to, you know, they're self-centered and they get me into trouble. So this is why I say to God, I said, God, I'm going to give you everything. You know who I am. You know what I am. Give me what I need to serve you and my fellows. I want to be useful to you and others around me. And I don't know how much of any of these character traits I'm going to, you know, I'm going to need in order to do that. But you know, and you'll give me what I need. And that, to me, is the prayer. Because, for example, a certain amount of, you know, healthy fear would be appropriate to keep me out of danger. But then maybe I need to stay away from fear that is, you know, based on self-will and wanting things my way. You know, all these differentiations that I can't make. But that's what I pray here, is that I say, God, I'm giving all of me over to you. You know, give me what I need in order, you know, you to take away from me, you know, those things that are character defects, which stand in the way from my being useful to you and others, and leave me with the rest that I'll be needing to use in order to serve you and be of service to others as well. And that's it. With that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Esther. Before we move on to the next paragraph, would anyone else like to comment on what was read?
This is Janet.
Leah.
Janet. And then Leah. And who else?
Vered.
All right. Janet, go ahead, please. Then Leah, then Vered.
Thank you, Victoria. Thank you very much. Always I am reminded of something in the 12 and 12 when we read this paragraph in the big book. And it's on page 108 in the 12 and 12, if you're interested. It says, "Then in step 7, we humbly ask God to remove our shortcomings, such as he could or would under the conditions of the day we ask." Under the conditions of the day we ask. And I tell you, when I read that, It's in a beautiful part of step 12 in the 12 and 12, where it's actually talking about this entire process and where step 7 fits into this process of the steps. And that was so reassuring, so comforting to me, and so explaining to me when I read that. Because just like I put the food down one day at a time, and I work the steps one day at a time, step 7 fits beautifully into that one day at a time. Because it says God could or would remove those character defects of mine under the conditions of today. What's going to happen to me today? Am I going to be snarky with my coworkers today? Am I going to be short on the phone with my sister today? You know, whatever the conditions are of today, remove those character defects that stand in my way from knowing the ways of love. Remove those character defects so that I can be kind to the clerk who helps check out my groceries, so that I can be friendly to the teller at the bank who's going to help me, so that I can be loving and kind to my son, to my grandson. You know, it's under the condition of today, it says. And isn't that how all of these steps work? You know, God, remove my character defects under the conditions of today, whatever I'm facing today. because I can rely on God to do today what I can't think about next week and next month and next year and forever and ever, amen. But I can be here now in today. And step seven is a powerful step right here in today. Thank you, God. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Janice. Please go ahead, Leah.
Thank you so much. You know, on step seven here, by the time we get to this point, you know, hopefully we realize that the only one who can meet my needs is God. You know, this disease pummeled me to a bloody pulp. I couldn't be abstinent, you know, on the basis of self-will or self-knowledge. And it's true with my, character defects. I'm unable to change strictly on the basis of self-will or self-knowledge. I need help, you know, and those needs are going to have to be met by God. Every step up until this point has reinforced the same theme. I'm unable, but God is able. I can't, but he can. This whole step process is bringing me closer into that connection with God, because by step seven, I had abandoned the illusion that I could help myself, because the pain of my former life, that misery, that suffering, that degradation had caught up to me and caught up to me good. And I was lying wounded with self-inflicted injury. So I knew I couldn't do this job myself. You know, God respects my free will, and if I insist on living that way, he'll let me use my free will until it kills me, and it almost did. So as long as I place self-reliance first, genuine reliance on God is out of the question. So in this prayer here, I'm pleading, my creator, I'm now willing that you should have all of me, good and bad. I just visualize, you know, myself throwing myself at God, a surrender of a deeper level than my initial surrender. Here, God, here I am. I mean, take all of me, because look at what my best thinking did. You know, here I am, take all of me. I just visualize, that was a visualization I had then, and it's a visualization I still have. I just throw myself, cleave to God. I pray that you now remove from me every single defect of character which stands in the way of my usefulness to you and my fellows. You know, those barriers stand in the way to his power. You know, I couldn't deal with my obsession on my own. I can't deal with these obstacles on my own. These obstacles block the sunlight of your spirit, God. And I want to be your servant, God. I want to be loyal to you. I want you to use me. I know now that I have strengths and talents, and I want to be able to use them to serve you. Please, God, take all of me. Mold me. Hammer me. You know, I visualize a bar of iron. You know, a bar of iron. It's useless. But through heat and pressure and hammering, you know, it is molded into something like a horseshoe that can be utilized and serve. It's the same thing. You know, I'm left to my own devices, I am useless, God. I am worse than useless. I destroy myself and I destroy those around me. Please, God, take me. This is obviously my own interpretation, but, you know, take me, God, and do with me as you will. I'm surrendering myself to you, God. I want to be of service to you, God. Please, God, I want to perform your will. Please, you know, so it is a deeper level of surrender, because I accept now not only my compulsive overeating, but I also accept on the deepest level the shortcomings related to my compulsive overeating. So I'm humbly asking God to remove those shortcomings, which means I'm giving complete license to that loving power, to my merciful God, to work in my life, believing that God's wisdom far exceeds my limited vision, far exceeds my own wisdom. And with that, I pass. Thanks.
Thank you, Leah. Go ahead, Vered.
This is Vered.
Yes, go ahead.
Hello. Okay, thank you. This is Vered, a recovered compulsive overeater. I must say that it's the first time that I feel that, but I really feel that this is, for me, the servant prayer. And there is a major shift in this prayer within the journey of the recovery program here. Within step 4 and step 5, it was cleaning house, dealing with my trash, with my garbage, with all the things I've done wrong in my life. So it has to be done thoroughly, but it has to do with me, Vered. And then I have to sit down and think if there wasn't anything that I forgotten or wanted to forget. And sometimes, and I remember for myself, after finishing step 5 and answering, yes, I think I've done the best I could, there is nothing that is hidden, there is this euphoria, whoo, it's all out in the sun, someone else heard it. And then, I guess, I just want to sit down and relax. But this program is so wise and smart. Now it's not anymore about me, myself, and I. This was all done because now if I don't want to repeat the mistakes I've done in the past, I'm supposed to be of service. And whoa, how do I do that? How can I know that I will not repeat these mistakes that I've been doing all my life? So I've been given very simple directions again and again in this program. If you're not willing, ask for willingness. Asking God to take all character defects. And for what? In order to be useful and in order to serve others. First God and then men and then fellows. And for that I need His strength, not me anymore. As I go out from here, where do I go? From now on, I go to serve others, not myself anymore. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Vered. Would anyone else like to comment on this paragraph before we move on? All right, let's move on to the next paragraph then. Michelle, would you read, please?
Hello, Patricia. I don't know why my phone keeps going back to mute. I don't know. Can I say something, please?
Okay, we can take one last comment before moving on. Go ahead, Patricia.
Yes, I just wanted to share about this. It says, my Creator, you should have, I am now willing that you should have all of me. And there's a comma there. And I just wanted to share my understanding on this is all of me is not just my behavior. It is my hands and my feet. And then it says to do God's bidding. And that means that I am now, he is now my director. We had that understood back before these pages, that he is my director and that I am to do now his bidding with my hands and my feet, my mind, my behavior. Everything needs to be done for him. I am no longer serving me. And I have learned that he does take care of these defects of character as I serve him. It is so amazing, the changing of my mind. It's like my mind, I can actually see the wheels turning to say, no, Patricia, we're not going to respond that way, because I'll pray. I'm like, God, what do I do? And he'll tell me, and it's like, wow. And I respond the way he's telling me, and I think I shocked the people, because most people, when they react, I was working at Walmart, so most people, when they reacted the way they did to me, other people would react a similar way, where I wouldn't. I would just say, yes, ma'am. Okay, I'm really sorry about that, blah, blah, blah. Even though it was not my mistake, if it had nothing to do with me, and stuff. And it was just amazing how God took control as I gave it to him, as I stayed close to him throughout my whole day. This is not just a prayer in the morning in the hopes that, because that's how I used to do it. you know, I pray in the morning and just go about my day, but this is not what this says. When he said all of me, he meant my hands and my feet and everything else, not just my defects of character and my people pleasing or my serving, my servant's heart, not just that, but also my hands and feet. Because he would tell me to do things for the people at work at home. He'd tell me to do stuff from my home and bring stuff to them at home. You know what I mean? So it's all about him. That's what I'm learning. Anyways, thanks for letting me share.
Thank you, Patricia. I think our time today is we've used it, and so we won't move on to the next paragraph at this time. Instead, I would like to thank everyone who has shared, and we will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Michelle, would you please read A Vision for You?
Yes, good morning. This is Michelle, recovered compulsive overeater. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. And abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit. And you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then. Pass.